Hey guys, welcome back to Honor Best Behavior. I'm Mac and I'm here with...
It's me. Hi, I'm the problem, it's me.
What?
We haven't recorded for a long time.
Yeah, it's been like a month.
It's been maybe? My fault.
I know, I was like, when's the last we did a podcast?
I know, when I told you today, like, we're going to do a podcast, you're like, oh yeah. Like, it's been a minute.
It has, it's been a while. A long, long time.
All right, so let me tell you why.
Why?
I have been in a...
Oh, my God. A what?
I'm trying to think of the right word. A cocoon of depression and stress.
What? How do you have stress and depression and worry?
Okay, I'm going to remind you.
Okay. How?
So first of all, I've had this area in my neck for some time. Okay. And... for the longest time, I just thought it was like a tight muscle. Like every time I've gone to get a massage, they're like, oh, you're so tight in your neck and your shoulders and your back. You should come, you know, 3 times a week and spend $500 a week with us. And I'm like, no. So whatever. Well, then, you know, I was kind of getting more like backaches and headaches. And I just kind of attributed it to old age or bad posture. You know, I fall down. Probably 3 times a year right now is where I'm at. And so anyway, I was like, well, you know, I have a dentist appointment and they always feel like my neck and my look under my tongue, whatever. So if they think anything's funky, like they'll probably say something. Uh-huh. So I go to my dentist appointment and they don't say anything. Mm-hmm. Everything's good. Great. Great. Okay, good. So then I go on my cruise. Now, I noticed this in about January, this tightness I've narrowed it down to. So then I go on my cruise, whatever, and I know I'm going to have my, like, physical, like, my pap and stuff. So I'm like, well, they're going to feel my let's get physical. That was good. I'm proud of you. Look at, you're inheriting this trait from me of
you just sing
putting things random, you know, just starting to sing random songs. I love that.
You're embarrassing me. I'm fine.
Today, somebody, this is a sidebar. Today, somebody at work was like, oh, hey, to this other girl, are you working in the lab today? And she's like, no, I'm on the floor. And I'm like, to the window, on the floor.
Yeah, weird.
It's like, oh, Kelly. Anyway, so I have my physical.
Did you just rewind?
Yeah. Did you like that? And so I have my physical. They feel my neck. They feel my thyroid. Dyson. Everything's good. So I'm like, okay, I'm fine. Sniffing. So I kind of like, you know, intermittently, he's sniffing your snacks because eat down there and then he tries to like scrounge for crumbs. That's what he does.
No crumbs. And he's in the wrong spot.
I think he's been successful enough to know where to look. Because he likes to get down here every chance he can.
He went to the wrong spot. It's all by my gamer.
Did you find any snacks? You big hippo? You went swimming in your pool? Yeah. Okay.
Okay, let's get into it.
Maybe you get your ADD from me. I don't know. So then, like, whatever time goes on, and this thing's kind of like bothering me in my neck. Like, it doesn't hurt, but then if I touch it a lot, it kind of starts to hurt and whatever. And so anyway, so I have a med check appointment in the beginning of June, right before my birthday. And I bring in this list of just like mediocre things. Like, I think I should mention this. So blah, 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 blah. I say, oh, hey. Can you feel this spot on my neck? It's been there for a while. I just think it's a tight muscle, but whatever. And so she feels it and she's like, oh, we need to get an ultrasound of that.
An ultrasound?
Yeah. And so I'm like, that kind of freaked me out. Like, I just wanted her to be like, oh, it's just a tight muscle. You're fine.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So then I was like, okay, fine. I'll get this ultrasound. They'll tell me it's nothing. Fine.
Oh.
So I go and I have this ultrasound done and, you know, the lady's whatever, she's doing the scan and I'm like, hey, I know you can't tell me anything, but do you think it's cancer? And she's like, I don't think it's cancer. She's like, but, you know, the radiologist has to read it, whatever, whatever. I'm like, okay. So my ultrasound comes back and it's like, you have this mass. We don't know what it is. It's indeterminate. You need to have a CT scan. So I'm like, you know, I wasn't like, okay, this is cancer. Cause I did feel good that the ultrasound tech was like, I don't think it's cancer, because cancer doesn't look smooth on an ultrasound, like imaging. It looks crazy. Like, it usually has like crazy edges and it just looks all funky.
Oh, it's not. Yeah, okay.
Okay. And so, like,
I don't think you have cancer then.
I don't think so anymore. Okay. I'm getting there. And so I'm like, you know, then I'm kind of nervous. I'm like Googling what my ultrasound report says. And like the first thing that comes up is like metastatic cancer, lymphoma, all this stuff. Lymphoma is like cancer of the lymph nodes. And so I'm like kind of freaking out. I'm like, how come nobody checked my white blood count? Like, I could have cancer, you know, whatever, whatever. So anyway, I don't do anything. I wait until I can do my CT scan, which is like another week later. And then that comes back showing like, which my CT scan, I never have had one in my life. And they put in an IV of this contrast and it makes your body feel like you can feel it like from your chest all the way down to your bladder. And then your bladder feels so warm, like you feel like you peed your pants. Like, it's okay. So warm down there. And he told the guy that did my CT, he told me, like, you're gonna feel like you're peeing your pants. You're not. And I was really, really scared of that feeling. And then it happened. And I'm like, I'm feeling that sensation like I'm peeing. He's like, you're not. It's just warm. And so then when I got up after the CT, I'm like, oh, good. It's not wet.
I pissed.
But I seriously was like, did I pee? I might have. Anyway. So then my CT comes back showing like there's two enlarged lymph nodes of undetermined, whatever. It could be this. It could be that. It could be reactive. It could be all these weird things. So then, of course, I'm on the Google and it's like, you might have HIV. You might have cancer. You might have, you know, all the worst case scenarios. Or you could have nothing.
It's nothing.
And of course, I'm like, you know, I'm planning my funeral at this point.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm going to die. After the day I had my CT scan, I went home and I painted my whole bedroom because I was laying in bed feeling sorry for myself. And I'm like, I need to do something. I'm like, well, I'm probably going to die here in my bed. So I'm going to paint my room and get it the way that I like it. So at least it's peaceful when I die. And I'm like, good thing I already did my will and I have an advanced directive. So I should be set to go. But I really want to survive until you graduate because I'm responsible for you. So...
All right, bro. Who keeps texting you?
I don't know. What's my just keeps vibrating. It's fine. It's Snapchat. It's probably Kate. So I have my CT scan and then whatever. Then it says, my CT scan comes back like, you know, we don't know what it is. It's not for sure this, but it's not nothing. So now you need to go have tissue sampling done, which is a biopsy. So I'm like, okay. Well, at least when I go have this done, they're going to be able to say like, it's cancer or it's not cancer, right?
And it's not cancer.
Well, I still don't. I didn't have a biopsy. So I go in. So then I'm like referred to like some surgeons. Oh, I thought that was static, but it's your lips. And I meet with them. They like. So then I did have a white blood count because then I'm freaking out. I'm like, what if I have leukemia or lymphoma? My white blood count should be out of control. So I have like a CBC. It's normal. Then somebody tells me I should have this like C-reactive protein blood test done. So I have that done and it comes back like mild, like moderately elevated. So then I'm like, what does that mean? I have some underlying autoimmune thing going on. Now what, you know? But I'm really not having any symptoms.
So you're okay then.
So anyway, you know already.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. So I go meet with this, you know, surgeon. I'm thinking they're going to biopsy my neck. It's going to be whatever. Justin's out of town. I'm by myself. I told him that's fine. I'd rather just go by myself. So then like she talks to me and then she's like looking at my stuff and she says, I don't want to biopsy it because I feel like it's just going to come back saying we still don't know what it is. She's like, I could send you to radiology again and they could do like a fine needle aspiration, but I'm worried that's going to come back and not give us any answers either. She's like, so I think the best thing is that we just go to surgery, remove it, and send the whole lymph node or two to pathology. They tell us it's not cancer or it is cancer and there should be no gray area anymore. So I'm scheduled for surgery and I'm just getting this thing out of me. So I feel better. She told me like she does not think it's cancer, but she does think it's something that we should not just leave in there. We should just not mess around and just get it out of there.
Get it out of there.
So I feel better. Like, okay, I'm pretty confident now. It's not cancer, and it's going to be removed. So then I won't have to worry about it anymore.
Yeah.
I also, in June, started a new medication, which made me extremely tired and extremely nauseous. And so the combination of feeling like depressed that I could have cancer and this medication, like I couldn't even keep my eyes open. I couldn't, like, nothing, like food sounded gross. I was just wanted to go home and go to bed every day.
I remember when you say that. You're like, oh, my food and stuff has been messed up.
Yeah. So anyway, this week I finally feel better. So that's why I was like, hey, I feel like a huge cloud has been lifted from me. We need to do a podcast, because every day I'm like, I'm too sad to do a podcast. I don't have anything to talk about other than my funeral for the podcast.
Dude.
So, and I know I'm a lot. Like, when I'm in this spiraled state of being.
No, but you're not going to die.
I know. I feel better now, but I'm saying in that moment, everyone's like, you're fine. It's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. It's going to. And I'm like, you don't know that. So quit telling me it's going to be fine until, like, I know it's fine. Shut up.
Okay,
so anyway, to all my friends and support system who has been there for me, felt sorry for me, listened to me whine and cry, I appreciate you. And I think I'm in a better spot unless after my surgery they tell me it's cancer and then I'll be back on my downward spiral.
You're just going to sit in your bed until you die?
No. I'm hoping that it would be an early enough stage that they'd be able to do something for me. But right now, I'm in a mental state of, I'm just going to cross that bridge when I get there.
Insane asylum?
I mean, it's possible. You know how I get. I get a little crazy.
I was just joking, but.
I mean.
You're crazy, crazy.
A lot of people in our family have been to the insane asylum, as you call it, so it could happen.
Insane asylum, actually, though?
It could happen. I'm not going to name names on the podcast, but I can tell you about it later. All right.
Physical.
Tell me about your summer. What have you been doing for the past month?
Damn, bro. I've done so much.
Tell me all the things. Or is there just one?
No. I've done so much.
Okay, well, let's hear it. Let's go over it.
All right. Video games.
What?
Video games. Sleep. Video games. Eat. Video. Sleep. Naps. Video game. Oh, I went outside a little bit, though.
You've been reading?
Yeah, that too. Chores.
You read a few books.
Yeah, chores. Read. Yeah, I guess a lot, actually. So much.
If you could choose what time you got to wake up every day, what would it be? Like, what's your ideal wake-up time?
Oh.
What time did you get up today? 1 something?
Maybe.
Tell me.
I got up at, like, 12. Like, 12, like, 45?
Well, that's better. One day you got up at 2:45.
No.
Yeah, don't lie about it. Quit doing that.
I like this in a TV.
Nobody else does.
But I do.
Do you want people to listen to our podcast?
Yeah.
You've been to the dentist. You've been to the orthodontist. Did we ever talk about that?
No.
You have to get 2 teeth pulled.
Oh. Oh yeah, we did talk about it. I think
okay.
We did.
Did we?
Sure
I'm
we
like,
did,
I don't remember where we were, what where we've been. You went to back to the 50s.
Oh yeah, I did. We all did.
What else did we do? That's about it.
Physical.
I went fishing maybe 1 time. I've been pretty much locked up in my room feeling sorry for myself. So it's really hot outside. And it's really smoky from those Canada fires.
Yeah, come on, Canadian.
So tell your friend Rosalita to get his fire hose out and put that fucker out. And tell him to start watering that 18 billion acres or whatever that's on fire.
Oh, my God.
But I think the fire is not in B.C. Like, he's way over on the Washington side, and we're way over. The fire is, like, above us. So anyway, one day the air quality was 220, which I've never seen it that bad before. Like, I think the best is 0. Today, it's, I think it's like 70 something.
Is there negative numbers in it?
I don't think I've ever seen it at a negative. But like, every day at work, my computer's like, smoky. 77 today. But one day it was 220. Damn. Okay, so Justin's in Ohio for work.
Swag like Ohio.
What?
What?
Tell me the song that you were just singing.
I wasn't.
Is there an Ohio song you know of?
No.
I only know Ohio is for Lovers by Hawthorne Heights. Mm-hmm. So black my wrists and cut my eyes. No.
What?
Black my, cut my wrists and black my eyes. So okay. I can't fall asleep tonight. Because you kill me. All right. I thought you were going to participate. I'm done singing now. So anyway,
know.
Justin's in Ohio. Now, I don't know if I showed you this. So he's sends me a picture he's in a hotel and his window view is like an apartment building.
Oh, yeah.
So he sends me this photo and he's like, look it. I think it's a sign. Like there's a menorah in the window across my view. And I'm like, oh, yeah. So ever since Jackie and I went to New Orleans, I always zoom into photos to like see if there's ghosts in there. So check this out. Now, I did put this on our story and I'm happy to repost it. Like on our actual thing now that I'm talking about it. But do you see in this window? Do you see this figure? Hooded figure looks like?
I think you're bugging out, dude.
It looks like the Grim Reaper. It's a sign of death. Do you see it?
It literally looks like a torn wallpaper.
Mm-hmm. Okay, how about now?
Still looks like a torn wallpaper.
Okay, so then anyway, Justin sends me the picture again. And in the, like, design of the brick is swastika. It's a swastika. Okay. So let me show you this. And I'll put this on my thing. So look it. Do you see in this picture? And I got to zoom in all these windows because I want to see if there's any more ghostly figures. But do you see the swastika?
Yeah.
Isn't that fucked up?
Yeah.
What kind of place is this? So, you know, now I'm going to look in all the windows to see. Dude. I wonder. See? That figure is still there. Look at it in this picture. Do you see it? The hooded figure?
Dude, it looks like torn wallpaper.
Oh, my God. All I can see is the Grim Reaper. So, anyway, I think that's like...
The Grim Reaper is me. I'm coming for you.
Anyway, I'm nervous. So, I'm just telling everyone, when Justin's flight home goes down in flames, it's because I saw the Grim Reaper in this window. You don't believe in me? You don't believe what I'm saying?
I do, but...
All right, I'll put these on our Instagram page so you guys can look at them and tell us what you think.
I think it just looks like torn wallpaper.
So my sleep health has been 100% because I've been sleeping in Justin's bed with the dogs, and it is so comfy in there. Is that a new nail, or is that the same nail that you always... That's new. What the hell? What are all those from?
I don't know. It's a good question. I have two.
All right, that's all I had.
No, you didn't.
I mean, I have some other, I have our this or that and our questions and our joke and all that, but that's all I really had to talk about.
All right, well, let's get into it.
Let's get into it. You didn't have anything else?
Physical.
You didn't have anything else to talk about your summer?
I've done the same thing.
Do you like doing that every day?
Yes.
Okay. You just sounded like you were bitching.
Well,
how many days have you been to the pool? It's been so hot. No? How come none of your
friends?
I've been
to the river.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You did do that. And then you scratched up your knees real bad.
Yes. I kind of ate shit on the concrete there. So
how did you do that?
I don't know. I stubbed my toe on a rock and ate shit.
You stubbed your toe and then you fell down onto your knees?
Yes.
Okay.
I went like this, and then my first knee, and then my other knee came on, okay?
Can tell you don't get out much.
Stop.
What? I'm not making any jokes. Oh, honey. All right, I'm going to ask you some questions, and I want you to really try hard to come up with some answers. And I'm going to answer them, too. Okay? What is the craziest, most outrageous thing you want to achieve? Billionaire?
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
Let's just go with it.
I just want this podcast to keep being successful.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
and growing and growing and growing. What? You don't want that?
Oh, sorry. I zoned out.
Okay.
Sorry,
did you just get possessed for a second?
No, I went like,
I just zoned
out. Were gone. I was looking in your eyes and you were not here. You left your body.
I didn't.
Have your parents influenced your goals in life, your life goals?
I guess. I mean, you know what? I don't really have big ones yet. So.
You don't have big ones yet? Just trying to get through life?
Yeah, that's it. Uh-oh. Just trying to graduate.
Trying to grind the bare minimum?
Yeah.
Can I graduate?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to know what influence my parents had over my goals?
Yeah.
Being nothing like them.
Wow.
I just wanted to be a hard worker, not drink.
I got a feeling.
Not smoke.
Ooh,
make good life choices.
That tonight's gonna be a good night. Tonight's gonna be a good, good night.
I got a feeling. Mm-mm. Woo-hoo. Okay.
Okay.
What fashion trend are you glad went away?
None of them did.
I know. I can't think of anything that I mean, I really don't care. I usually just wear sweatpants and hoodies or t-shirts or tank tops and shorts. So that's always in style. Do you play any musical instruments?
Yeah, I do.
What is it?
The flute.
The skin flute? You left it open!
No.
You brought it up. One a penny, two a penny, hot cross buns.
No, I don't
know. Do you know what musical instrument I play?
The skin flute.
La 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 la. This voice.
No, you play skin flute as well.
No, I try to stay away from that.
No.
What is your guilty pleasure?
What?
Skin flute?
Stop.
Okay.
You're making me cry.
Mine is taking naps.
Actually.
I love it.
Who doesn't like a nap, though?
Not most people, but.
I like naps.
What word or saying from the past do you think should make a comeback?
None. Don't say it.
Okay, I'm not going to.
You're gonna say it.
I'm not gonna. I also don't know.
Mm-hmm.
What do you bring with you everywhere you go?
My phone.
Me too. What is the most annoying habit someone can have?
I'm chewing with their mouth wide open.
Don't you do that?
No.
Oh.
Not anymore. I used to when I was littler.
Mm.
One of my friend Jacob used to always tell me, close your mouth shut.
Justin tells you now. He's like, you always spit on me.
And I don't, dude.
Mine is...
Skin flute?
When people make weird noises, like, constantly.
The skin flute?
No.
Where did you even think of
I was
it?
Like, what's the most annoying habit someone can have? Skin flute. That doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, I know.
Unless they're on that skin flute 24/7.
I guess.
What is the strangest dream you've ever had? You don't dream.
I don't, Aaron.
Nothing? You've had some crazy dreams. I have some really weird dreams, but I don't know about strangest. But the worst dream I've ever had is I've had some... I'm not even going to go there. That's a whole podcast. I've had some insane dreams. And sometimes I talk about them on here when it happens. I feel like I've had pretty... dreamless sleep minus like I'll dream that they open me up and then I'm just full of cancer. That's
actually
my only thing I've been dreaming about. If you had intro music, what would it be?
It would have one about Bill.
Let's
like that.
Get physical. You know what mine would be? That's my shit. All the girls stamp your feet like this. What has been the best invention of the last 50 years?
Internet.
The what?
Internet.
Disneyland?
Internet.
Disneyland?
Internet.
The internet, okay.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, I don't know. Probably. Because what I do like about the internet is I don't ever have to wonder about the answer to things. I can just be like, hey, I wonder. Let me Google it. What is the most awe-inspiring place you have ever been? Most beautiful place you've ever seen?
Don't have.
Okay.
I don't know, dude.
Do you want to know
There's
mine?
Somewhere better, but.
Well, what comes to mind?
Minnehaha Falls.
It is beautiful there.
It's really beautiful.
Mine is the Grand Canyon.
The Grand Champion?
The Grand
Canyon. Dude, that is
Canyon.
Crazy. Oh, yeah. That's pretty good.
And now that I'm not planning my death anymore and I'm planning my life again, I told Justin for my birthday next year, I want to go to the Redwood Forest, Northern California. Not you. I said just me and Justin.
Actually?
Yeah.
Dude, what? Where am I going to go?
Your dad's. Or here. You can watch the dogs.
Actually, is it on like a, like, is it in like this summer?
Yeah. When's my birthday?
It's like next month, isn't it? Yeah. No, it's not.
It was already this month. June 3rd.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. There's a lot going on.
I can't hear you.
There was a lot going on. I almost just dropped it on your toes.
That was almost my toe.
That would have been lovely.
What's been going on that you forgot my birthday?
I don't know.
You've been doing is playing video games.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot of crazy stuff.
Can you describe your life with a 6-word sentence?
That's too long.
You want to know what mine is?
Huh.
My kid is cooler than yours. Boom!
Really? That doesn't describe your life.
I mean, you're the best thing I ever made. Do you believe in souls? Do people have souls? Do animals have souls?
Yes.
I do. I believe in souls.
My butthole has a soul.
Your butthole has its own soul?
Yes.
Is it the rectum?
I'm built different. I'm telling you.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Two people in one. I have two brains.
Yeah, I know. Do you know what people call down here?
What?
Their brain. What? Their second head.
Actually?
Yes.
That's weird.
When people, haven't you heard in rap songs when they're like, she gave me brain. That means she.
Oh, I don't hear
skin
that.
Flute.
Skin flute?
It's the same thing. I'm just
that's
telling
weird.
You. Okay. You know, oh, you want to know another one of my pet peeves? When people say all the time. That's me. Do you believe, is happiness an end goal or simply a byproduct of other things? Like, do you feel like your life, that end goal is just to be like, yeah, I lived a happy life? Or do you feel like other things make you happy as they come?
Other things, I don't know.
I feel like life, I mean, I think at the end of your life, you could say overall, I had a happy life or I had a shitty life. But I think that life is kind of like ups and downs, highs and lows of happy and sad, right?
Yeah, you
hard
got it right
and
there.
Hard and easy. Do you believe in ghosts?
Yes,
I do. I just showed you a picture of the Grim Reaper.
That was not the Grim Reaper. Damn, no Grim Reaper.
Do you believe that love is dependent on another person?
No, I mean you could just have
what?
No one. You could literally have no one and
still love.
Yeah.
Okay. I think so, too. I think love is, you have to have love within yourself.
Yeah, you got to love yourself, number one.
Yes. Love yourself first. ¿Cómo habla?
En griego.
Do you speak any other languages?
No.
Hola. ¿Cómo estás?
No inglés.
¿Dónde hablando? ¿Una cerveza, por favor?
No inglés.
Señor.
No inglés.
You don't speak English? It's no habla español. That's no, I don't speak. I don't speak Spanish. No habla español.
I know. I was saying I don't speak English.
What events are you looking forward to?
No English.
Nothing that you're looking forward to?
No English.
Okay, well we're you don't speak English? Okay, tell me in Spanish.
Oh, Corima, kikiliki.
¿Cómo se dice colia? ¿Cómo se dice in inglés colia?
Yeah. I was looking at it, I was like, what the fuck?
He's like, is there going to be snacks after this? What do you want for dinner?
I don't want dinner.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I'm just going to make something then. Actually, do you believe in life after death?
Yes.
I do too. Do you like spending time alone or with friends?
With friends.
Virtual friends?
Bull.
Okay. I just always see you playing with your virtual friends. Who some of them you do know in real life?
Rose.
Well, I'm saying you play with Jackson. Logan.
I guess, yeah.
Trevor.
I don't really play with him anymore.
Do you think there will ever be a third world war?
Yes.
For sure. Okay. Quick round of this or that. And then do you have a joke or a would you rather? Okay.
Oh, would you rather?
Okay. Do you have a joke too?
I'm not going to do that joke. Oh. I'll do it next time.
Okay. Your face is a joke.
Stop.
Oh, I know something that we need to tell the listeners. You are taller than me. You've just been growing.
Way, guys. I know.
Okay, ready?
I'm not 5 foot anymore, guys.
You're like 5'2".
Yeah.
At least. Okay. Ready?
English!
Ready?
Yeah.
Ready? Andale.
Andale.
Babies or old people?
They're both pretty horrible.
You don't like old people. You're always so kind to them.
I am. But, like, how old are the people?
I don't know.
Like,
define
90?
What do you think is old? When you hear 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, what's old to you? Like, what's the youngest old age?
I'm going to pick old people, probably. Yeah.
I am picking babies. Because let me tell you, do you know what one of the things that I wish could happen? I wish you could be like a baby again for like just a weekend so I could appreciate you in a different light than I did when you were a baby. Like, I just feel like 14 years ago, I was such a different person than I am today. And I just wish I could have the opportunity to have you be a baby one more time.
Just for
like a weekend.
The shrink machine.
Just so I could remember all the unpleasant things and then be like, oh yeah, I'm glad you're 14. Would you, this or that? True love, $10 million.
$10 million, yay!
Give me the money. Truth or dare?
That's like the easiest thing yet. Dare, bro.
You'd rather do a dare?
Tyson is obsessed with my wound on my knee.
Yeah.
Like, are you okay?
He wants a snack.
You have food?
Don't tease him. Chicken? I'd rather always tell the truth.
Oh my god, you think I said Papa's home because of Popeye's chicken.
Oh yeah, and they've been watching for Papa every day and he hasn't come home. I would way rather tell the truth, but I know you're a bad truth teller, so that makes sense to me that you would choose dare. Brains or beauty?
What?
Brains, being really smart or being really good looking?
Good looking.
I'd pick brains. Brains makes more money.
Both.
I mean, you're already beautiful.
Both.
Okay.
In between. There's always an in between.
Well, this is black or white. It's called this or that. Not this, that, or somewhere in between. McCoy.
Yeah, I am listening. I'm just getting a little off edge.
Yeah, I see that. Would you rather be hungry or bored?
Hungry. I hate being bored. Bored is horrible.
I hate feeling hungry.
I feel hungry all the time and I still just decide not to eat anything. And I eventually am just so occupied that I just forget that I'm even hungry.
Goes away. Yeah. You can usually make it go away. Would you rather this free coffee or that free Wi-Fi?
Free Wi-Fi.
Me too, because free coffee is usually terrible.
Yeah.
This internal itch. Or that internal pain.
Internal pain.
Me too. I hate when there's an itch I cannot scratch.
Like I was like in bed not long ago and I was like and I would have to dig into my skin. I was like,
still couldn't get it?
Like, I will scratch my skin off.
Yeah.
Bro. I would literally like scratch so hard.
Yeah.
For it to go away. It's so annoying.
All right. Would you rather have this, a time machine, or that, a magic wand?
Time machine.
Magic wand all day. You made the wrong choice.
Actually?
I mean, it's your opinion. So.
Dead ass? I'm going with the magic wand.
Magic wand, like, I want this.
Money.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, if you have a magic wand, what was the other one? Time travel? You can be like, I want to go back to this time.
Yeah, you're right.
Magic wand. All right. I'm ready for your would you rather. And then I have
all
a funny
it's
joke.
Three. All right, guys. Would you rather?
It's three would you rathers?
Yeah. Would you rather drink Wego milk or chocolate milk?
Chocolate milk.
Chocolate. Muffin, a chocolate muffin, or a chocolate cookie?
It's a lot of chocolate.
I know. Just
before you asked me if it was a brownie or a cookie.
Okay. Shh. We didn't go over this, guys, before we did the podcast. Totally didn't.
If you know Mackie's brain, I have to always warn him what's coming. Otherwise, he's just like, I don't know. I don't know. That's too hard. I don't know. No. I'm like, that's why you got to think about it. A chocolate muffin or a chocolate cookie? No. I guess a chocolate muffin. But I wouldn't like either.
What if it was just a regular cookie?
Like, what kind of cookie?
A chocolate chip.
Yeah, I'm picking that every day.
Oh, okay.
It's one of my favorite things. Okay, you said you had three. One more.
Raspberries or strawberries?
Raspberries. What would you pick?
I like them both. They're both so good.
Strawberries and raspberries?
Probably yeah, I like them both. Probably raspberries.
You love strawberry shortcake.
What?
You know the angel food cake and then you put the strawberries on the top and the whipped cream?
I don't really like the strawberries that much.
You don't? Even when I make
don't really like strawberries anymore.
Even when I make the strawberry mash with the sugar? No, you don't like it? Okay.
Stop! I do like the though. They are like pretty good though. I'm not saying I don't like them, but they're just... I still like them a lot though.
Would you rather a chocolate chip cookie or a chocolate muffin?
A muffin.
Do you know
actually,
the muffin
no,
man?
Actually, no, a chocolate chip cookie, what?
Oh, you had some Sweet Marthas recently.
Yeah, they're really good. I forgot how good they were.
They're good. What was the other one you asked me? What was the third one? Did I ask you?
Yeah, I asked you.
What was the first? I know, but I don't remember what it was. I was going to ask you what your answer was.
The first one?
Yeah.
White milk
chocolate
milk?
What's yours? White milk or chocolate?
Probably white.
White? Okay.
And that's kind of weird, but...
Yeah.
Why?
I think you've had a lot of chocolate milk in your life that white's appealing. Okay, I have a joke for you. Are you ready for this? Are you ready?
Yeah,
are you ready?
I'm ready?
Okay, listen up.
All right.
I'm only going to ask you one time. What do you call friends you like to eat with? Taste buds.
Yeah, that's cringy as hell.
Okay. That's all I have for today. Do you have anything else, Mackie? Mac Daddy? Mac Dog?
No.
Little Mac? Baby Mac? Macaroni?
I do not.
Okay. I'm working on a birth control podcast. I'm going to talk all about birth control, and that's going to be next. You are going to listen because this is the only way that you're going to know anything about birth control.
Oh,
so that is coming up, and I'm going to try. I mean, I swear, and I'm going to always swear. That's just who I am. That's my character. But I am going to try to... You know, make it for the kids a little bit with some swearing because let's be honest, all the kids swear anyway, so they've heard it.
No, they haven't.
Thank you for listening. Thanks for your patience. You know all the stuff. We still have stickers if you want them. $5. Holla. Bye.
Bye.